Do you know what this is?
I
just realized. This is Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
Woo! Fat Tuesday.
Actually, I think Fat Tuesday is in February.
P-H-A-T, Fat Tuesday. Oh. That's sweet right there. That's Pat. Bum, 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 bum. I'm about ready to push the panic button on the Rockies. Let me try that one again. I'm about to push the Rapids. Let me try that one a third time. God. I am about to push the panic button on the Colorado Rockies.
They're not losing. And I believe they just got out of the sixth inning. Still with the lead. So
I'm still at the bottom of my fifth.
The problem is, I wish I was at the bottom of my fifth. I think the problem is our middle relievers right now are awful.
They used to be cool.
They used to
hang out, you know, get people out, you know, do all that stuff, and then
now they're not
poof.
Cool. Now they're nerds. They used to be cool.
Nerds.
But now they're nerds.
Nerds.
I watched that movie and I am a geek.
Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes. And I'm a geek and I love geeky, nerdy things.
Chickens?
But I
geeks bite the head off chickens, man. You bite the head off chickens? Oh, sorry.
What are you talking about?
But you said geek.
I'm a geek.
Oh,
there's
sorry.
There's a difference
oh,
between a geek and a nerd.
No, yes.
I'm a geek.
Okay.
I don't understand the reference.
Okay, so you know that a circus geek is someone who would bite the heads off chickens. That's like what a geek would do. Like a circus, that is actually what a geek is.
Okay. No, I did not know that. A circus geek bites the head off chickens.
Yeah, you can listen.
I feel like that's just a circus freak.
Yes, but a geek is a freak.
Okay.
But not all freaks are geeks.
Fair enough. Okay.
So some geeks are freaks, but not all freaks are geeks.
All right. No, that makes sense. I get it. I am a geek. I do not bite the head off chickens.
Okay.
And I'm not a freak. But I'm not a nerd. And I found myself oftentimes rooting for the bad guys in that movie.
You're a jock.
I wouldn't consider myself a jock either. I just, the nerds annoyed me. Like, I'm watching the movie and I'm like, they annoyed me.
You know, Ryan Edwards grew up to be a fighter pilot before he died for your country.
I don't know who Ryan Edwards is.
It wasn't Ryan Edwards. It was, you know, the guy from Top Gun. The guy that died at the end. Goose. This is terrible, man.
Was Goose in Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes. Not Goose. Yeah, the one that died. Not Tom.
Yeah, I know that Tom didn't die. It was his
Anthony Edwards.
It's been so long since I've seen either of them. I know who you're talking about.
All right. He was not Harry Skolnick, who was the other one.
Oh my God. So you can't remember the name of
Anthony Edwards? No, I'm sorry, because both of them start with vowels.
You got Skolnick down. That name you got down.
I'm much better with consonants than I am with vowels. Okay, so when names start with vowels, sometimes they just sort of blur together and I can't remember them.
No, it's like I have a friend who she can't remember, you know, who starred in the movie Conan. Who was the guy with the big muscles, whatever. But she can name
James Earl Jones.
He was in that movie, yes.
And with the guy with the big muscles.
The big muscles.
Oh, that woman? She had pretty big muscles.
She can name every single child actor from the 80s. Like, knows all their names. Like, oh, who played Blossom? And she's like, boom.
Soleil Moonfry.
Okay. I don't know.
I
do not know.
That's the only one I remember, Soleil Moonfry.
But she can name all of those. So I guess it's, you know, your brain has this, the brain has this random pattern of like what it will and won't remember. So Anthony Edwards, apparently your brain had a mind lock on it, but Skolnick was right there.
Well, because Skolnick has those pointy edges. When you say that word, there's pointy edges in Skolnick, and that one's sort of stuck in the brain where Anthony Edwards sort of just rolls around and falls out the ears. I can't make it any clearer, but I mean, that's just kind of where it's at with me, is if words are very rolly out of my ears, they're going to roll out of my ears. Well, the ones with the hard consonants tend to stick in there.
Okay.
Listen, man, I can't help it. It's just that's how it is.
All right. I'm not arguing.
That's why I say Rockies and not,
We were having a conversation. I'm going to guess you don't remember what it
was. I do remember what it was.
What was it?
Okay, we were having a discussion about whether or not the Rockies were playing for this year or playing for next year.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes, we had that conversation 3 segments ago. Like, we did 3 segments of something completely different. And last,
well, I thought that's what you wanted to talk about.
No. We were having a conversation on something in the last segment. Chi Chi, do you remember what it was?
Not at all.
Because now you got me stuck on.
We were talking about the quarterbacks who were considered QBU.
Right.
I got 8 out of 10, sort of.
Right. No. We got that, and then I felt like we had a movie discussion there somewhere. But no.
We talked about Natalie Wood drowning.
No, that was a while ago.
I mean, that's kind of a movie discussion.
Dude, seriously,
that was like 2 segments ago.
Your mind works like a solid state drive. Like, most minds work like a CD where time progresses naturally, but your head is like a solid state where it's just like random facts, and so time has no meaning. So, like, we discussed something 3 segments ago, but in your head it feels like it was like 2 minutes
ago. I like to feel
ago.
I'm more like Wi-Fi. Sometimes it's just sketchy reception.
No, it's there. The information's there. I don't doubt it. It's just that it's all, like, it's not in a linear motion, like, in a linear way. It's just all kind of, it's like you're editing video digitally. It's all in little blocks, and you can't really tell where they go in the timeline, which is why you thought that we were just having a discussion about Christopher Walken and the Rockies.
We'll see another movie. But I will tell you, but you know what? Let's get to the brass tacks. I will tell you about the best football game we ever watched on tequila.
That's right. Okay, so that's what we were talking about, Miami CU. Yes. I knew eventually we would come back around to it. So Miami CU.
Okay, see, this is your job. I mean, you have many jobs, co-hosting the show, and, you know, we should change the name, dude. In fact, I know it is the Darren Copeland Experience because I'm the weird freaking one, which is crazy because you're named Big Fuzz, and Chi Chi Portero is named Chi Chi Portero, and I'm the crazy one.
That's true.
We're screwed.
That is true.
So, you know, but.
But we were talking about.
A co-host.
CU Miami.
Yes.
Spectacular
football game.
September.
Both teams were ranked in the top, maybe they were definitely ranked in the top 10, I believe. They might have both been ranked inside the top 5.
I know Miami was. I believe CU was number 7.
Something in that effect.
Because they were both unbeaten coming in. They were both 2-0.
Yes.
And
in the first half, it was a very chippy game.
There were fights.
There were not fights until right before halftime. And at halftime, there was a fight. And by fight, I mean
there's a brawl.
Every player on both teams. But what's so funny is this: is so, like, both teams start fighting right as the whistle stopped.
Yeah.
And so then you would have thought it's like baseball where people sort of go. No. First thing that every football player who was standing on the sidelines did before they ran in was they turned around, looked for their helmet, put it on, strapped it on, and then they went rushing in.
Well, those are the smart ones.
Yes.
You don't want to go into that fight without your helmet.
So within about 30 seconds. There was approximately 80 dudes and coaches fighting about 80 dudes and coaches.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like brawls all over. Guys were pulling face masks. There was a picture on the Daily Camera the next day of 2CU guys pulling a face mask off of a Miami helmet with the guy still in it.
But you remember why it was getting so chippy at halftime? Miami was killing CU at halftime. They were killing us.
Well, they weren't
us.
Killing, but they were up.
They were beating us good.
It wasn't, well, it was maybe like.
It was 28-6, dude.
Okay, well, then the second half.
Okay,
so Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the dudes getting kicked out.
Yes.
We were angry. I remember there being a lot of anger, and I remember going, oh, my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, then the next half. See, I told you tequila and worm. So, but I do remember the second half. So the second half, the Buffs kind of storm back. They scored twice.
Well, they scored back in the fourth quarter because it was 30. So I had to remind myself this. But 35-15 with 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, and then
They
stormed back, and they have a chance to either tie or take the lead in the last minute.
They could have taken. It was 35-29.
They could have taken
minutes
the lead.
Left, CU was at the 22-yard line and could not make and could not get into the.
Well, what happened was is that they actually. What happened was is they got closer.
I'm reading the recount.
Okay.
So you tell me what you remember.
Okay, what I remember is that they got closer, and then there was a weird penalty. There was a weird penalty on the Buffs, like an clip or something that
sophomore
was just
a guard Heath Irwin was called for a very rare offensive face mask penalty, negating Salam's gain to the 11.
That would have been a first down.
Would have been a first down. Call resulted in an 18-yard loss to the Buffs. The three plays later, Stewart's pass to Johnson inside the 10-yard line was broken up, and the Buffs lost. So
fantastic game.
The Buffs had their chance.
I mean, fantastic game.
Frankly, it was a game they probably should have won. That 90 people
fantastic
forget,
game.
It was a great game.
That game that you yelled at the Nebraska fan was another fantastic game.
I've seen a lot of great, fantastic CU games.
I like them better when they win.
That 93 team, that 93 and 94 team for CU might have been the best, the most talented football team CU's ever had. The most underachieving
team. I had that discussion with Larry Zimmer one time, actually.
Most underachieving team.
Well, they only lost one game. 93.
Well, but they lost. That was the one game they couldn't afford to lose. To
Miracle
Nebraska.
In Michigan, man. Miracle in Michigan.
But they lost to Nebraska in a game that they should not have lost. And not only did they lose, they got blown out.
Larry Zimmer says the team in 1990, the national championship team, was the best team. I mean, in
best team.
Best team they've ever seen.
Not the most
talented. He said those guys
team.
Were just grizzled, mean.
They were. They played as a team.
Alfred
they were,
Williams, Knavis, McGee.
They were tough. They were strong. They had good leaders. But just from a sheer talent point, that 93-94 team was better. But they didn't play as good together.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I've got some trade rumors on the Rockies coming up.
Well, let's talk about it. And you still have a question to ask about the Rockies.
No freaking way.
Yeah, let's get to it. Coming up in the next hour.
Thank goodness the Rockies are prickly, so they stick in my brain.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.
Are you holding me?